Listen up, my fellow coaches and leaders. The truth is, we all need a space to learn and grow so we can bust through our personal glass ceilings and step into our full potential, especially if we want to create the space to allow others to step into theirs. And that's where I come in. I'm not just a former clinical psychologist, but also a seasoned dream life and business coach with over 2 decades of experience helping people shatter their personal barriers and unleash their greatness. And here's the thing, you don't have to figure this all out on your own. As a heart-centered entrepreneur or industry leader, you deserve the best tools and strategies to help you and your business thrive. And that's why I'm excited to share my experience with you through the Coaching for Coaches podcast. Utilizing powerful combination of clinical skills, quantum physics, and strength-based coaching methods, I'll show you exactly what to do and exactly what to say to unleash your true potential and create a path for your clients to follow. And not just that, I'll also teach you how to build a thriving coaching business around your unique skill set and passions. So let's get started. It's time to answer your calling, make a lasting impact on the world, and create a lucrative living doing exactly what you love. Welcome to the Coaching for Coaches podcast, where greatness begins. Hey, 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 you guys. Got it. It says it's being live streamed. Woohoo! Sometimes there's a little bit of a delay, so I never know if it's like quite there yet. But awesome. All right. Welcome, welcome, you guys. It is Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern. This is the weekly time. It's called Dream Life Experience. That is what we're doing right now. And I am really excited to connect with you. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Denise Walsh, and I help coaches become excellent coaches. And so in this free community, Coaching for Coaches, we talk about 3 things. We help you elevate, right? You become more confident, break through your own personal glass ceiling, shift through your own limiting beliefs, heal through your own stuff, right? Like, we all got cobwebs to clear, and we do that together here. We also teach you a roadmap that you can use immediately with your people. And we work on business strategy and skills too. So if you can hear me and everything is sounding good, I'm going to check the comments here. I'd love for you to just say, I got you. I hear you. All's good here. Let me see. Where do I? There we go. Cool. It looks like people are watching and it looks like they can hear me because I hear no. I see no. Yeah, I want to hear where you're from. Also post where you live in the comments below. All right. Lisa Dawn is here. Thank you, Lisa. She can hear me. Perfect. Tracy can hear me. Eileen. Okay, good. Thank you so much. Well, here's the deal. Today we're going to do some hot seat coaching, and I have a guest in the waiting room whom I'm going to bring on in just a minute. And we're going to go through what is called solutions-focused brief therapy. And I'm going to take her through a specific set of questions that you can certainly utilize immediately as well. And the reason why it's important to have a proven pathway that helps your clients get from A to B to C, right, is because our job as coaches is to create the space for our clients to come up with their own answer, but yet guide them in the answer. A friend just ruminates with them. Right? A friend is someone who goes, yeah, that totally does stink. I can't believe it. You know, and you jump into the pity party with them. I know, Eileen, we've talked about this before because you do a great job of holding space without jumping into the pity party. And so the way we do that as coaches is by having specific questions that we are trained in to ask. And this is, it guides the process. Now, in the certification program that I host or that I offer, we've got several tools in the toolbox. Solutions focused is just one of them. But what I love about it is it's a great tool to have to help guide the client in figuring out their own answer. So Rhonda is from Virginia. Eileen is from Pennsylvania. Lisa's Indiana. Awesome. I saw someone from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I just got back from a dream life adventure in Tennessee. You guys, here, I'm just like, yeah. If you have not been to a retreat, then I would absolutely recommend it. Now, they're included in the Dream Life Certification and Business Program, but you can also purchase a separate ticket, and they're just a game changer. It's like you come home a different person because you'd shift at a cellular level because you're experiencing it, right? Not just reading a book or listening to a video. Awesome. Pamela is from Colorado Springs. Welcome, welcome. Okay, so I'm going to bring on our next guest. She is going to participate in the hot seat coaching with me. But before I bring her on, I want to share with you a bit about her. She and I have been working together for about 2 years now. She used to work in the schools as an occupational therapist and had dreams of expansion, right? Have you guys ever felt like that? Like you're just like, I'm ready for my next step. I'm ready for more. I'm, you know, done this, been there, done that. Now I want my next step. And she was in that stirring space for quite a while. Say that's me. If you've ever been in that stirring space that like, I'm ready for my next step. And we started working together. And not only did she create the freedom system for weight loss, but she's also expanded her occupational therapy business as well. And last I heard, this will be her last year teaching because of the businesses that she's been able to create on the side. So big dreamers, welcome to Amy. Here she comes in. Yay, the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, I made it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being open to doing a hot seat with us today. And you guys, if you have any questions, please post in the comments below and we'll get to them afterwards. But I'd love to hear your thoughts as we go through this. Before we jump into the hot seat, or what some people call the love seat, I'd love to hear a bit about why you said yes to the certification and business program.
Yeah, so I knew I always wanted to have my own business. I love serving and helping others. And I just felt like in my daily job, I don't get to do enough of that. But at the same time, I really wanted to know, how could I be a better coach or leader? And what did that look like and mean? So that's really what caught my eye and wanted to join the group and just really learn. And even from being on the group, I've got way more than what I even thought we would get just by saying yes.
Aw, that's awesome. Yay. Well, we'll hear more about that in a minute, because I know that you have shifted. Like you have grown so much over the past few years and I've seen your confidence thrive. But it sounds like the reason you originally said yes is because it's like, I already am coaching. I'm working mm-hmm. with people in my job. How do I make sure that I'm doing it like right, or helping them getting the most out of it? Mm-hmm. Right. And so you can be second guessing. You can work with people, but second guess yourself the whole time. Or you can work with people and confidently know that what you're doing is leading them to their dream life.
Yes. And I feel like the biggest thing too is that's what you said, leading them, not coming up with the ideas for them, but allow them. They already know it, but allow it to come out.
Yeah.
And then take ownership.
Yes. And you guys will see that through these solution-based questions, because sometimes coaching is like talking to a teenager, like it's got to be their idea, you know, or a husband, you know, it's got to be their idea. And so we're not here to say, here's what you need to do. Here's your next step. You know, that's not our job. Our job as coaches is to support them on their journey and create the space through these guided questions. So, all right, Miss Amy, let's start by talking about maybe a problem that you feel like you're working through right now.
So my biggest problem is probably getting loud on social media, different platforms, in understanding how to navigate the advertisement, how media works, the algorithms, all those pieces. Because I know, you know, to get to a large audience, that is where the world's at. So just navigating this new world of technology.
Right. Okay. So you already have a program that you sell. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
All right. And you've tested this program by using it, by doing it already.
Yes. We did a beta round and it was successful. And I just can't wait to keep elevating it, but it's defining more people.
Yeah. And so people got results. You now have a program that you believe in.
Yes.
That is like step one. Mm-hmm. Right? Because now you're ready to shout it from the rooftops.
Yes. And it feels good when you know it works and you see the proof.
Yes. Yeah. Step one, create a program and test it because you want to vet it and make sure that it's going to get results. And now you want to shout it from the rooftops, but it sounds like you either don't know how to shout it from the rooftops or you go to and you're like, hey, I'm scared.
Yes, exactly. You shrink back.
Okay. So you're finding that you're shrinking back.
Yes.
So why is this something that you are looking to change?
Because I know, like you said, I can see myself. I have changed. My confidence has elevated to a different level. And I know what I have has not only helped me, but the people that it has helped. And I want everyone to experience that or at least have the opportunity. And I need to stop shrinking back. But at the same time, I need to feel confident in those next steps. And then I can also help the people that I coach overcome that too. Because right now I'm like, ah.
Right. Yeah. Right. And it's so normal. It's totally a part of the process to go, I'm here. I'm scared. I'm here. I'm scared. So there's this kind of push pull experience. And so it sounds like you want it. You want to overcome this because you want people to experience the same growth that you've had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. And so that's really motivating to you.
Yes.
Is there any other reason why you want to become more loud about your programs?
Well, not only just my programs, but I have started my own business too. And I know that has a lot more to offer as well. And they all mesh and intermingle. And I feel like if I can get loud on one thing, I know the rest will just compound and, you know, that will just, it'll all fit into place, but I have to get loud and I have to stick with it and be accountable, which is another reason why I love the coaching program, because people will call you out in a loving, kind way of, hey, you said this was your goal. Where are you at with it? You know, and a loving kick in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So it's basically like, and like, all right, I've got this program. I've got this business. It's time to tell people the doors are open.
Yes.
Okay.
And I know it sounds easy, but for me, that's my wall. That's hard for me.
All right.
That so next step.
What would life look like if you were feeling confident in this area?
Oh my gosh. I feel like if I was feeling confident, I would be right on doing lives. I would be constantly posting and believing in what I'm posting. Sometimes I feel like I'm telling myself, but yet in the heart, I'm not yet totally 100% believing it, but I know that I don't know how my comps get much brighter, but I know it would be bigger and louder. And I feel like then if I said the doors are open and I wholeheartedly believe in it, I think I'd be, the next big thing is how do I scale, Denise? That's where I want to get. How do I scale?
That's a fun question for sure. For sure. So if you are already being loud and confidently posting, you would be consistently going live. You would be consistently adding value. You would be, you'd be sticking to a content schedule.
Yes.
And it would feel easy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, how will you know that this problem is solved? Like, what will it look like for you to be in this easy mode of consistently posting and adding value and getting your message out?
I think at that point, if I feel like it's easy and it is consistent, I would be looking for that next part of scaling. And I feel like there is always going to be, I don't want to say a stumbling block, but another layer to it. But I feel like when you already have one system completed and you go to like the scaling part, you already have tools. Hey, I did this hard thing. I'm going to do that one. I feel like then I'll just see more doors opening because I got through this one. So now it's a scaling. Okay. Now, hey, I might need to be able to hire someone or, you know, I just feel like in general, more doors in a bigger picture will start falling into place.
And so it sounds like posting consistently, being bold about your offerings will lead to consistent clients.
Yes, that exactly.
Consistent. And if you have consistent clients, you're overflowing with work and you need to start outsourcing some of that stuff in order. So, you know, you stay in your zone of genius.
Right. Absolutely. And I don't want to, I feel like one of my strengths is I work with what I have, but I know I'm not going to stay there because the system, the scale will get bigger. And I want to see that happen. Like, I don't want to stay stuck, because if it was a year from now and I'm still having the same conversation, I'd be very sad.
Like, that was going to be my next question. Like, in a year from now, if you're still having the same conversation, what would that mean to you?
It would be very sad and detrimental, I believe, to myself, because I have goals. And even if I don't make per se what I have on paper, I know how to pivot and go to the next thing. And I expect myself to keep going there. I don't want to stay where Amy's at today, which isn't a bad place, but I know I can get to a bigger place of freedom.
Has there been a time in your life when you have been posting consistently?
Honestly, no.
Okay. So this will be a new skill to learn.
This is a very new skill for me. Yes.
Okay. And so what do you feel like would be the most helpful in you creating this new habit?
Other than the accountability group that I do have, I need to find a system that works for me. I've looked at some different content calendars, but I don't think I've found one that fits me, but I have several. So what I should do is kind of create my own that does work for me and then go for it. I feel like sometimes I look at everything that's in front of me and I get overwhelmed and just don't do anything, but that will get me stuck. And I know that. So now I have to push through and just create something that I know will hold me accountable to do it. And that's fun for me, because sometimes I feel like if it's authentic and raw and real, that lines with my core value, I'll do it. But if I feel like it's someone else's stuff, and that's not a problem. But for me, if I feel like I'm trying to be someone I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. You've learned that if you're authentically excited about it, then it can come natural.
Yes.
So do you think that the solution is like batching your content, or maybe every morning between 9 and 10, you create your content for the day? Or what time would you like to post? What do you think would be the best for you?
When I was reevaluating and thinking about this, batching would probably be the best for where I am in this season. I've tried doing the morning before and it hasn't been successful for me. So I know batching is something that I should probably try. And I've thought about this, and I know Sundays are usually my quiet, still days. And I feel like I could carve out time on a Sunday to do that.
Okay. And so on Sunday, you would spend time writing out potentially 5 posts.
Which is hilarious when you say that, because I'm like, that doesn't sound very daunting. But I feel like sometimes when you're in that moment, you're like, whoa.
Yeah. 5 posts that lead people to your program. They tell a story about you. They can teach a skill. They could be a testimony.
Oh, yeah. And that's a good thing. I think since I already had the program and ran a group, I have testimonies.
Yes. And you can rotate through like the brands. Oh, there's brand story, testimony, education, engagement, which is like asking a question. I feel like there's one more, but those are the 4 that are coming to the top of my head. And if I didn't say testimony, then testimony. Yeah. And so then you can think of like 1 post per category and do some, like shift it each week, but do something similar, right?
Right, right.
Now tell me about the pictures that you would post.
I feel like for me, the pictures that I post would be, and I need to get better at this, the groups and different activities that I run, I need to be better at taking pictures during that time and use them. Because I'm just thinking of how many times, whether I'm doing an activity, a wellness group, an event, but I never take pictures or I never designate someone to take the pictures. So I think the real of the action happening, because a lot of times when you see that, you're like, well, I want to do that. I want to be a part of that group. What are they doing? What's happening next? I enjoy looking at people's raw footage and photos of what they're doing.
Okay. Do you have any events coming up?
Well, I'm getting ready to launch a group, The Body Revelation. And during that, we'll have a meetup afterwards. So, I mean, and I have classes that I'll be starting on Tuesday and Thursday nights. So yeah, I do.
Okay.
I feel like I limit myself sometimes, but yes, I do have things coming up.
Okay. Okay. So who can take the pictures?
I could probably designate a couple ladies.
Yeah.
A lot of times when we're just having fun, you know, there's some just sitting back and they would love and enjoy doing that. Even my boys, they do come to a lot of things with me. It might not be the most flattering photos, but that's the real and the raw.
Yeah.
I have people, I guess, now that I'm thinking it through.
Right. Yeah. So putting that on your calendar and just being mindful of having somebody take pictures of the group in action, but then also group photos together. Also think about this thing just changed my life recently. I just got it. So it's just a little stand.
Yeah.
And you put your phone in it and I can take, like, I can put, do workshops. I can do, you know, look at me, I'm talking on the microphone, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So
you can do, I think, elevated selfies with the stand. And it doesn't even have to be that. You could just like put it on box of, you know, books.
Right.
And but it's timer. Actually
in the moment doing your work. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So just think about the pictures that you would post. One thing to know about pictures is that you want them to be bright and like super fun because people feel the energy. So I know there's been times where I've posted because I thought like, I don't need to smile all the time. So I posted like, you know, but people feel the energy. And so I've learned that to just really focus on like the higher energy pictures.
Okay. That's good.
And don't feel like it needs to be overly dramatized. Like you don't need a ton of editing or, you know, words on it or anything like that.
So don't overthink, which I think we all can do and get in our heads.
Yeah. All right. So let's say that between now and the next time we meet, let's just say it's next week.
Okay.
You have your groups on what, Tuesday, Thursday?
I do. Evenings. Yep.
Okay. So let's say your goal is to get 10 total pictures from those groups that are like usable.
Okay.
And then remember when you're posting about your business, you're not just saying, oh, what am I doing right now? Let me talk about it. You are posting intentional posts that tell a story about you, your brand, and what your brand offers.
And I feel like when you do like the batching, that will give me time to like really think that through. And I think that's why in the moment for me in the mornings weren't working because I'm like scrambling, like, yeah. What can I get out?
Yeah, for sure. And the cool thing is once you've got 12 weeks worth of posts, like you can kind of reuse them.
Mm-hmm.
And just to put a different picture, like most people aren't going to know. And most people don't see everything you post anyway, right?
Right. Yeah. Like post 12 times the same thing. Maybe one person would see that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So between now and next week, you're going to have 10 usable pictures from your events. Yep. And then how is it going to feel next Sunday to have 10 edited usable pictures that you can then start creating content around?
It already, because I feel like it's so tangible. I'm like, huh? Oh, yes.
That's like you can totally do that, right?
Yes. 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 You can totally do that. And it would be great because I feel like that's a weight off your shoulder that I feel like I couldn't do before.
Yeah. And now that it feels easy, something you can keep going, keep mm-hmm. doing every Sunday.
And I think that's why I love the solution focus or strength-based questions, because we are so easy, or I can speak for myself, to find that negative or the thing that you are weaker on and hyper-focus on that. Where when you're talking to someone and you're talking about the strengths, you can remind them, oh, but you just did. And it pulls, you know, that weakness, like, oh, it's not really that weak. I did just do this.
Yeah.
And I know someone could be like, well, you're a coach and you didn't know how to do this, but sometimes you need the other person to pull.
We all need coaches.
Yes. Yes, exactly. 100%.
Yeah. I have my own coach as well. And I do way more because I know somebody's going to ask me about it. And we all just need a place to process out loud, especially women. I think we need a place to be in community, to process out loud, to get feedback from others. And then we can go back to our own business and execute.
Yes.
All right. So at next week, 10 pictures, 10 posts, you've got maybe at least 5 posts for the week, but you've started creating this new system. How is that going to impact you and your business?
I feel like people might actually know that the doors are open and that I am open for business, ready. Here's what I have to offer. It won't be just a hush hush, like only a few people know. And it'll feel great because I know what I have is good.
Yeah. You will feel so proud of yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially when you do, all right, five pictures or five posts the next Sunday and then the next Sunday. And then you have this rhythm of getting your content ready. One tip I do have is I text it to myself.
Yeah.
Because I'm often posting from my phone. And so anytime I see inspiration, I'll text it to myself or I'll write a post and text it to myself. So then the next morning I can post it. And then I just copy and paste. And that way I don't have to be at my desk.
Right.
So Google Docs would work for that too. But you can think of a system for that way. It's you're like at the red light. Oh crap, gotta post. And it makes it easy.
Yes. And I like that because you think you're going to remember, but you're not. Yeah. So you need to do it right there.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Well, thank you for being hot seat coached today.
Thank you.
I hope that was helpful.
Oh my goodness. Yes. I mean, I already feel a little lighter, like, this is attainable and achievable.
And so what you guys saw with the hot seat or with the solution focused questions where we were able to say, all right, what does it look like when this is already done? And then reverse engineer how to make that happen. We didn't even say, why aren't you doing it already? What's getting in your way? Like, you can certainly go there, but with the solution focused ones, you want to pull on the things she's already doing well and build and compound on that. So what was one reason why you like these? And you kind of already mentioned it, but is there anything else that you like this format of questioning?
I love it because I feel like it already feels positive. We're talking about strengths versus like weaknesses. And I just feel like naturally when you can pull that out of someone, you get a lot more of actually even the other strategies and all the different techniques that you have taught us and given us the ability to even learn more on. I feel like if you here, it starts pulling these in. Yeah. Even some of the visualizations that you have, I feel like it all goes back to that solution focus. And I think that's why it's my favorite. I mean, I could just be seeing it differently, but I just feel like it all, like that's to me, the center of my web and they all kind of feed into it.
Yeah. And the goal, right, is that we get people talking and build trust, not that their defenses are up. And so did you notice that I was not this expert saying, this is what you need to do, right? We really just kind of decided like together what would fit in your schedule and what's coming up. And all of it was client led, which mm-hmm. is important because again, the goal is that you come up with a solution you are excited to do, not that I am the expert and then you become defensive because nobody likes to be told what to do.
Right. Or I feel like if you come up with the idea, they didn't really have the ownership in it. And so it won't mean anything. Like, I feel like they could do it just to do a checklist, or they might not do it at all and still stay stuck.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've done a lot when you've taught us to see that too. And I like now can see it in real life happening if you approach it that way.
Yeah. Have you been able to use this with your clients already?
I have. Not only do I work with peds, but even with adults, but I know with pediatrics, because that's right now my main focus. I mean, they want to take pride in their work and please you, but they're only going to do that if what? They're doing what comes natural, what's easy. They don't want to sit there and do something that they were told's hard or that they're not good at. Even though in your strengths, you could get to that. I don't focus on that. But yes, I feel like I use this a lot and I started doing more mindfulness just because of the natural age that we're at currently, a lot of anxiety and they have a lot of stress that we just don't realize as kids. Yeah. And even in visualization, I like doing that. And everyone knows virtual reality and we have them at school. So I feel like that's so neat too, because one, they think I'm cool, and two, I'm getting a lot more out of them by just visualizing what they're doing, that they can do hard things, to breathe, they're calming their mind down without even knowing it, and just taking bigger breaths without saying all that verbiage. You can see it happening.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't necessarily have known that until we went through these, our Q&As together. You know, it really made me look at a different perspective and a bigger picture.
It gives you tools in your toolbox that you can utilize immediately with your people. I know moms who use this right with their kids, because once you know these skills, you can utilize them in all different areas of your life. Now, I know you have a favorite visualization that we can quickly take people through. Do you want to go do it, or do you want me to?
You can go for it. It is my favorite.
Okay. I can do it. I certainly want to give you an opportunity if you're like feeling ready, but, okay. So if you're listening, I want you to, and you're not driving, close your eyes, relax your shoulders. I'm going to give you a quick visualization on what we mean on the power of visualization. So when we're doing solutions focused questions, we want to imagine what life looks like when we've hit our goals, or when we're doing the thing, or when we're accomplished, right? And this is one reason why it matters. All right, so feet on the floor, relax your shoulders, a few deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. Just a few more times, in through the nose for four, out through the mouth. Slow your heart rate down, slow down that monkey mind. And what I'd like you to do is imagine that you are standing in your own kitchen. It's beautiful. It's nice and clean. The window above your sink is cracked a bit, and you feel a warm breeze coming through. You look around and you notice, oh goodness, someone baked cookies, and you start to smell freshly baked cookies in your beautiful kitchen. You look on the counter and you notice there's a cutting board. And on top of the cutting board, there's a lemon. You walk over to the lemon and notice that there is a knife sitting next to the lemon. So you grab the knife with your dominant hand and you cut the lemon in half. You notice the juices squirt out. You pick it up and you feel the ripples, the dimples of the peel. You set one half back down and you cut it again, so it's now in a quarter. You lift up one quarter and you feel lemon juice running down your hand, and you see a lemon seed kind of poking out. You lift it up to your mouth, you smell it. And on the count of three, you take a big juicy bite. One, two, three. And then you can come back into this room. Did you feel it? Tell me why this one is someone that you enjoy.
I feel like because we can, first off, my kitchen is really hardly ever clean. So that just brings me joy to visualize the perfect kitchen. And then the lemon, like all my senses, like I literally was smelling, I can like feel what it feels like when you describe that, and the taste, like I already like salivate and like can feel that. It's just, I feel like it awakens me, and just, I don't know. I feel like out of all the ones I've done, I feel more alive after that one. Like I really can picture myself in the moment.
I love it. We think in pictures and our body follows our mind. So if we can use our imagination, right, for good, for really gaining clarity on what it is we want versus living in a fear-based world, and support our clients in doing the same, it's a domino effect and will impact every other aspect of their life. So Amy, what would you say to somebody who has been having that stirring, maybe like you did, like you're ready for expansion, you're ready for your next step, you want to add value in a new way, or maybe in a more confident way, and they're considering the Dream Life Certification and Business Program, what would you say to them?
I know it might feel scary to take that leap and do something that could be hard and challenging. But I want you to definitely sit down and think, if I didn't do that, and I didn't move and I was here, would I be happy? Would I be okay with that? Or am I tired of giving up on myself and want to take a chance to possibly get that spark back again, to surround myself with people that are like-minded and that are going to push me in the right, lovingly direction that I want to go to do it, because you're worth it. You're worth that shot. You have nothing to lose. Like, if you don't try it, you're still in the same area. If you try it, I guarantee you're going to go 10 steps forward. And that's the place you're going to want to be. And I can't speak enough for this group. Like, Denise, you have poured in more than what any of us have ever expected. And I mean, it keeps growing. All the resources that you get, the help, the community. I mean, it's more than anything that I've experienced before. It's amazing. It truly is. You have a gem that everyone needs to try and just experience themselves. Like, you're missing out if you don't do this.
Thank you, Amy. I agree. I feel like it's the best of both worlds. Content for exactly what to do and exactly what to say to clients to help them on their journey, but yet the business support and community and brainstorming side as well. So if you guys are listening and you're feeling that stirring and you want to learn more, then put coach in the comments and we'll reach out to you and schedule a strategy call. And let's just see if this is something that would support you in your next step. So thank you so much, Amy, for hanging out with us tonight. Thank you guys for joining us live on the Dream Life Experience. We will be here every single Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, giving a hot seat, a tip, a business strategy, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Bye, guys.